This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope that you're well today. Did your mother ever say to you, "If you ever say that again, I'll wash your mouth out with soap"? Now, my mother never said that to me, but I'm sure there were times when she heard me say things that I shouldn't have. You might have heard that too. There was a clear message that, look, you've spoken wrongly, out of place. Don't speak like that again. We're all been guilty of bad talk. No one likes to be on the receiving end of a tongue lashing. You know, when you're told off or your friend lets you have it by saying something and you feel very hurt at what we could call this verbal tongue lashing. I wonder how many people have been damaged by the tongue. Maybe you know firsthand what that's like. There's that phrase, "Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me." We said that as children, I think, to try and insulate ourselves from the hurtful words of others. But it's not true. Words can and they do hurt. So I think we need to be careful how to use our words. Words are tremendous things. They can be used to encourage other people, to build them up. They can also be used to hurt other people. And at times, I think we've all been guilty of speaking hurtful words that are very thoughtless, perhaps come out of anger or frustration. I can think of many examples. You know, the soccer coach has a group of 14-year-olds. He says, "You're a bunch of idiots. You can't do anything right." Or a mother says to her children, "If I could do it all over again, I wouldn't have any children." Or the girl who screams at her mother, "I hate you." They're just a couple of examples. Words, of course, can hurt. They cut deep, don't they? And sometimes it's the word themselves, or maybe it's not. It's the tone of the voice or the way we talk to other people. And that's why the Bible encourages us many times to treat one another with kindness and gentleness, patience and love. We need to really think about how we speak to others and about other people. So one of the problems is gossip, and I want to just reflect on this today and again tomorrow. Gossip can be very damaging. In some cases, it can be fatal. Why is it so hard to tame the tongue? And in fact, there's something in the Bible about this. I think boredom is part of this. Many people are bored with life. People have this sense of wanting to do something exciting, and it takes more and more to get us excited. Someone said, "You can be bored by virtually anything if you put your mind to it." And so we gossip. Gossip is an attempt to inject a little bit of excitement into life or to stir things up. But of course, it's not a very good thing. People get hurt, and I'm sure that God is not pleased with that behavior. Or we have this desire for attention. Those who gossip are often wanting attention. They're interested in themselves. And so this gossip outweighs our concern for people that we might be talking about. We really haven't got the slightest intention of helping somebody or encouraging them. It's simply this device to grab attention. It's almost like being, in a sense, having that inferiority complex, saying, "I know something you don't know." What about that desire for security? We think by ripping someone else to shreds, we can actually make ourselves feel better. And I think this happens a lot, perhaps in the world of politics, for example. In political campaigns, the candidates focus not on their own strengths and qualifications, but on the faults of the other person. And so instead of, "This is what I will do," it's, "This is what he's not done." So there are three phases, I think, to this whole thing of gossip. There's the telling, the hearing, and the retelling. So gossip will continue to be told. And there's not much we can do, I guess. People will gather and talk, but we don't have to retell everything we hear. We can stop the spread of gossip. And you know that the Bible can actually help us do this, because life is a gift that God's given us. We don't have to be bored. God has made us for a purpose every day. There can be a sense of excitement and achievement in today. God wants us to care for other people. So each day, God's blessing can be upon us. We don't have to be, the focus doesn't have to be on ourselves. Jesus said, "Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." So we're God's children. Therefore, speak words that encourage and help others. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 15, "Kind words are a good medicine. Deceitful words can really hurt." Lord, we acknowledge we need to watch our tongue. So help us, I pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.